This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. Sometimes people hit some bumps in life. They go down the wrong path due to drugs and alcohol. In fact, alcohol and other drug addictions are at the root of a wide range of challenging social problems and are linked to our quality of life, the strength of the economy, and the safety of communities. But for 15 years, Face It Together has been at the forefront of those battling with addictions throughout the Sioux Empire. Wendy White and Katie Lale from Face It Together joins the program now to tell us about Face It Together, its mission, and the programs they offer, along with success stories. Ladies, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Of course. You know, thanks so much for joining us in the studio. Now, believe it or not, it's been a couple of years since Face It Together has been a part of Sunday Focus. So let's start at the beginning of this organization. For anyone who isn't familiar with Face It Together, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so we are a local nonprofit. We started 15 years ago in 2009, really as a result of a community town hall event or series of town hall events looking at addiction wellness in the community. And looking what was currently available and what may be missing. And so back in 2008, 2009, it was identified that peer support was what was missing in this community. And so Face It Together was the outcome of that. And so it's really using that power of the peer to help get people well, whether it is a person with addiction or also we have programming for loved ones as well. Loved ones can engage with us regardless of where the person is at in their life, whether they are active in their addiction, whether they're seeking help with us or with someone else. And then it's really focused on that loved one's wellness to help get them the right tools in their toolbox.
Yeah, that's awesome. I should say Wendy is the CEO of Face It Together, and Katie is not only the director of operations, but she is a peer coach as well with Face It Together. Now, what was the need of bringing this organization to life here in the Sioux Empire?
Yeah, so our founder, Kevin Kirby, or one of our founders, he struggled with his own journey with addiction, and being someone that had a lot of resources available to him, he still struggled to get well. And so recognizing how much difficulty he had, he then wanted to look at the community and see what he could do. And so there's a lot of value in that power of the peer. It creates a very safe space for individuals. There's a space that doesn't have the shame and stigma that may result in other situations, and then really being able to have that walking alongside individuals. Our peer coaches have that lived experience, but yet they're very highly trained. They go through a certification process, and also we have a quality assurance process to make sure things are flowing as they should. And so it's really just creating another piece of support in someone's journey.
So what are the programs that Face It Together offers in the Sioux Empire?
Yeah, so our coaching programs, we have services for loved ones, as I mentioned, which is a newer program. We started that in around 2016. We started with that person's with addiction. So really being that support for the person that's directly struggling. And then we also started from the roots of employers. And so recognizing that employers really carry the brunt of addiction. When you look at individuals that are, you know, they're distracted, they're tired because they didn't sleep well, or they're up all night, or safety events that might result from their use. And so employers really having that cost. And so then looking, one of our programs being Fit at Work, where we can partner with employers to give them the resources to work with their employees and their employee family members to help support them with their addiction.
Oh, geez, I think when you talk about being tired and not getting enough sleep, we can all relate to that in some way. Me waking up super early in the morning most days, there are some moments where I'm like, yeah, I can, you know, sleep on 4 or 5 hours, keep going. But then there are some days I'm like, wait a minute. Sometimes I actually do need that 7, 8 hours of sleep because it does, you know, affect you during your work week, your work day even. And you can tell it does affect you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of our things that we realized with our loved one program in that people don't often think about the impact to those loved ones, but they're, you know, they're maybe up at night worried about the person in their life, wondering where they are, when they're going to come home, how that's going to be. And then that does bleed into their day at work where they are probably tired or distracted or still worried and wondering where their person in their life is.
Yeah. When we talk about addiction having many faces, what type of addiction does Face It Together help its clients face? I think we can talk to you about this
one, Katie. Yeah, that sounds great. So when we think about addictions, we will work with people with any substance abuse addiction. So, you know, whether that's alcohol or meth or opiates, those are the primary substances that we see. So no process addictions, no gambling, gaming addictions, anything like that. But I think it's also important to note that it's not just people who are diagnosed with a substance use disorder. So we are willing to work with anybody who is exploring their relationships with substances. So, you know, whether they are wanting to quit completely or evaluate that relationship and deciding if they want to cut back, anybody that is exploring that relationship with their substance is willing or we would work with them to help them explore that.
Yeah, absolutely. Locally, what does addiction look like here in the Sioux Empire?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So just a quick few statistics. Our alcohol use disorder is a little bit higher here than in the rest of the country. So in the Sioux Empire, we have a 6.8% of adults reporting heavy drinking, mm-hmm. As compared to 5.3% of the national population. South Dakota experienced 95 overdose deaths related to opioid use disorder last year. And meth is a huge one in our community. So 45% of treatment admissions are for meth-related addictions. And so not only that, we think about the individuals in the prison system. So 80% of women and 50% of men in the prison system are serving time for nonviolent offenses with drug offenses being the most common. So this really indicates needs for services to address addictions to help unburden the prison system. And we all know the cost that's associated with that.
How does it look from a statewide perspective?
So a lot of those statistics are from the statewide perspective. So that is kind of standard across the whole state of South Dakota.
Okay. If you're just listening right now, we are talking about Face It Together. We have the CEO of Face It Together with us in the studio. We have Wendy White, and we also have Katie Lael, the Director of Operations and the Peer Coach. We're also talking about 15 years of Face It Together being with us in the Sioux Empire. Now, people have their own personal stories about addiction. Do you have any personal connections or stories with Face It Together? You're more than welcome to share with us if you do have any.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start. So, you know, addiction has been a big part of my journey. I grew up and both of my parents struggled with meth addiction. I started using meth at a really young age. I was 15 the first time that I used meth, and it was an on and off battle all the way up until, you know, I was almost 30. At that point, I was arrested. And I spent 3 years in federal prison, and that was really the turning point for me when I was like, whatever it is that I need to do to make sure that I'm well, like, it is time for me to do that thing. And so, you know, I just really invested in self-growth. And then through that, I was able to, like, help others do the same. So that is really how I got involved in the addiction community, the addiction helping community.
Yeah, so you know how to relate to your clients then on that level, because you're like, hey, you know, I've been there. I've walked in your shoes.
Well, and I think that's a really important piece to note, that all of our coaches are peers. All of our coaches who are serving people with addictions have struggled with their own addiction. And all of our coaches who are supporting loved ones have supported a loved one through addiction. So that is what Face It Together is really based on.
Yeah. It kind of feels empowering for you too, knowing like, yeah, I was there. And then you think back saying, wow, did I actually like go through that time period in my life? And then you look in the mirror and say, yeah, look at where I'm at now.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it is really encouraging for people to be able to hear a story that is like true and somebody that's been through it, and then being able to see, you know, where I'm at in life now mm-hmm. and like the stability that I've been able to put together. And that can be really inspiring and take the shame and stigma out of, you know, reaching out for help.
Yeah. And we'll kind of go through the steps of your peer coaching and what those sessions are about later on. But how did you get involved with Face Together, or how did you learn about them?
Yeah. So it's actually a really funny story. So, you know, I'd been out of prison and I'd been out for a few years, and I wanted to get back into like the helping profession, and I had a lot of doors shut in my face because I had a felony. And so I'd kind of given up, and I got an email from Indeed with this job posting for a peer coach, and I read it and I'm like, well, this seems maybe like too good to be true. Like, I feel like this is a scam. But I applied and I had an interview. And I was just like really vulnerable with my story, shared, you know, what I had been through. And the response that I got was that you have a lot of really great experience. You're going to be able to help a lot of people. And at that point, I was like, oh, my gosh, if I don't get this job, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I did get the job as a peer coach. And for me, like, even just that was like so transformative to be able to show up every day as my authentic self and like find acceptance through that. Like, that is a big part of like becoming the person that I've became today. So it's been really powerful, and I'm so grateful to be involved with Face It Together.
Absolutely. Wendy, how did you come about the organization?
Yeah, so my journey leading up to probably the year prior to working for Face It Together, I was in a pretty high stress position. I also had I had turned 40. I went on a kind of a weight loss journey. I had my physical, I'm like, I'm 40. I should be healthier than I am. Mm-hmm. And so went on a weight loss, started exercising more, but was still using alcohol to cope with the stress of my job. And so continued this pattern for a year where I'd be like, okay, for the month of October, I'm going to not drink. And then I'd have a bad day at work. I'd go home, drink a bottle of wine, and start the whole cycle over. I'm like, well, I screwed October up. I might as well keep going, and I'll try again in November. And it just kept going and going on for about a year. And then one day, my youngest son, who was, I think he was like 4 or 5 at the time, he had put together a little play, made tickets for my husband and I. And normally I would have been like, oh, buddy, I'm busy right now. I'll do it later. And later never happened. But that particular day, my husband and I both took the time, went up to his room, 30 seconds, he sang a little song. No. It was, you know, normal life, and it should have just been what we did all the time. But he ended up, my son, talking about that for weeks afterwards, about us taking the time. And I was like, holy crap, I am not doing life right. I need to be more present. I need to figure this out. And so I ended up quitting my job and then ended up mutually knowing people with Face It Together and got recruited to work there, which has been very life-changing. You know, I certainly joined the organization with a lot of the stigmas that are in society. And, you know, I've certainly learned a ton in the 6 years I've been with the organization. And just hearing the stories of my coaches, of what they do in the coaching room, like, it's just, it's amazing work, and it's so impactful. And for me, it's taught me a lot about being more mindful about drinking, that you're not doing it for the, you know, to cope with some stresses. Mm-hmm. So just being able to have those skills. And so we work with people where, like Katie mentioned, wherever they are. So if they're just questioning their relationship, they want to cut back or whatever that looks like, we're here to help.
Yeah. You look great, by the way. Yeah. I would not guess 40. When you said that, like, wait a minute. So you do look great. 15 years, that's a long time for an organization to be part of a community. When you think about addiction, how has that changed over the last 15 years?
Yeah, I haven't been involved for the whole 15 years, but I would say I think that there are steps that we've made, but there's still steps to be made further. And so I think there's still a lot of expectations or thoughts around addiction that it's a moral failing, and really that's not true. And so just continuing to try to change the language and the dialogue around addiction, there's still a lot of shame and stigma. It's hard for people to come forward. You think about you know, alcohol is very pervasive in our community. It's everywhere. It's at every event. It's at every activity. And so it's accepted, like, oh, you're supposed to just drink. And so being able to help change some of that dialogue or to help give people the skills is super important. And one of our pieces that we have made, you know, like I said, baby steps, there's still always more work to be done, but our work with employers, we recognize again that need or that impact to employers. We work with employers to help change the culture and the dialogue at work. If you think about when an individual gets a cancer diagnosis, your coworkers, they'll all rally around you, they'll create meal trains, they're doing all the things to help support you on that journey. If you are struggling with addiction or one of your family members is struggling with addiction, often that shame and stigma keeps people from speaking up and from sharing that they do need that help. And so we're working with employers to try to change that dialogue and to help get that support in the workplace.
Do you also think that ties in with the biggest misconception about addiction in a way?
Yeah, I definitely think that does tie into it. I think a lot of people that haven't struggled or haven't been as close to people that have struggled, they just think, or maybe it is that they are close to them, but they're like, well, they could just quit. Why don't they just quit if that's what they want to do? They don't, you know, they're choosing to do this, and that's not really the case. And so our programming is really looking at the person as a whole. And so removing the substance doesn't necessarily make someone well. We want to work with them on all areas of their life so that we can improve their life and remove the triggers that are causing them to use and giving them the tools to help support them in that process.
Yeah, I think for some people, when I think of it, or people around me think it's just easy for someone to just stop, when that's not necessarily the case. I think that's probably the biggest misconception about addiction, where you see a bottle of vodka, for example, you pour down the drain. Okay, what's going to stop that person from going to the store down the street and grabbing another one? Same thing with cigarettes or something like that, pouring it down the toilet. There's a store down the street, you know? So that's probably the biggest misconception too. It's just saying stop when there's steps to be involved with that too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. How has Face It Together changed over the last 15 years?
Yeah.
Even though you haven't been a part of it for that long, but how has it kind of grown with the addiction process?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've certainly changed a lot over 15 years, and we're very science and data driven. And so we're always looking at what areas do we need to look at to improve. We've had a number of innovations over those 15 years. So we created the Recovery Capital Index in 2013. We've had that published and validated in 2018. Around 2016, you know, recognized that there was a gap. We had a lot of loved ones that would call in desperate for help for the person in their life, not recognizing the support and needs that they had in their own life. And so the outcome of that was then developing our loved one program, which is very unique to what is available to loved ones through other services. And so we've just continued to evolve and innovate as we've grown and learned more and looked at different things on how to get people to engage and different pieces like that.
Absolutely. If you were just listening, we are talking about Face It Together right here in the Sioux Empire. They've been around for 15 years, and they're hoping to continue their mission for 15 and more years with that. So what has been the biggest challenge with the organization within the last 15 years? My mind, what sticks out is COVID, probably, but that puts addiction in the forefront, yeah. I would think, because you're in the house, you're isolated. What do you think?
We certainly did. We have seen a huge increase in people engaging in services since 2020. We were well set up to support during the pandemic. We already offered online services, so we coach in person. We have an office here in Sioux Falls and in Colorado Springs, and then we also have a coach providing in person in Watertown and Sisseton. But we were well set up for virtual sessions, so that was that piece of the transition was easy. But certainly we saw a lot of re-engagement. So individuals that had coached with us and had gotten to a place where they felt good, and then the pandemic certainly added stress to their life, and so we had some re-engagement that happened, which is awesome. Like, I love the fact that people, you know, they get to a point where they're good, and if they recognize that they do need a little extra help, that they remember us and still come back and see us. So I would say that probably our biggest challenge. It's very important to us. We don't ever want finances to be a barrier in someone getting help. And so just continuing to look for funding options for sponsorships, you know, the funding mechanism to be able to continue to provide services to those that can't afford them on their own. That's important to us and also probably the biggest challenge as well.
This is probably going to be a silly question, but probably the biggest accomplishments would be the success stories that come out of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get choked up every time I talk about my team and the work they're doing, but it's just, it's so cool. And like recently, one of our coaches shared a story of someone that he had worked with and helped. She was just going through, I mean, obviously going through a lot, but helped her, you know, baby steps to reach her goals and to accomplish things. And it was from helping her write her resume to helping her kind of break down getting her house cleaned up and like chunking it out and helping it, her getting it into, you know, a process that she could comprehend and work through. And so, you know, the help that the coaches are doing is so much more than just substance use. It's really looking at their whole life and figuring out where they can help.
Speak about coaches, Katie. So peer coaches, you kind of hinted at it already. So what is a typical coaching session like?
Yeah, so great question. It's really hard to say exactly what a typical coaching session is like, but
it varies.
Yeah, it varies.
Each
like
person.
Yeah, and so that is really important to us, that all of our services are really like individualized, individual-based. But one foundational tool for each of our peer coaching sessions is we use our Recovery Capital Index for PWAs or for people with addictions, and then our Wellness Index for people who have a loved one who are struggling with addiction. And so these are really whole person assessments that help us get a view of where you're at. So it breaks it down, like, where is your mental and emotional well-being? Where is your health at? Let's talk about your finances, your social connections. And so we really go over this, and we use this to be able to set goals. And we also use it to be able to track progress. So this is a big part of the tools that we're using in coaching to help make sure that what we're doing is working for the individual and, you know, as an organization. But it's a one-on-one session, and it is very forward-focused, so very goals-driven, with this, like, mutual relationship with somebody who has struggled with something similar to you. And so it is talking about some of those things that, like, maybe you have some shame about. It's talking about some of those things that have been really confusing for you. And this encouraging support. Our sessions are usually 45 minutes to an hour, right in that range, about once a week. But yeah, I always think about it like, you know, somewhere between an NA sponsor and a counselor. Like, we kind of fall like right in the middle of that spectrum.
What's the most rewarding aspect about being part of someone's journey?
It is just watching the growth. Like, I always think about people that come in and like they have so much, and they just like that first session, they just like dump everything. They're like, and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to help this person? And then like slowly you just kind of like start putting together the puzzle pieces. And then, you know, it's like they come in one day and they just like have this joy, and they're like, life makes sense again. And like, that is so rewarding to watch. And like, no matter how many times I see it, it's just like always just like this magical experience that happens. One that comes to mind is, you know, one of the things that's important about Face It Together that is maybe different from some other like treatment type programs is that we don't require abstinence to be a part of our services. We really try to meet people where they're at. And so I had somebody come in, and she had been not using for quite a while, and she had a recurrence of use while we were engaging in services together. And so she disclosed it to me over time and kind of became more honest, like as she was realizing, like, we're not going to end services with her. We're not going to like nag her or be mad at her. And so she continued to engage in services while she had this recurrence of use. And it really gave her this place where she could explore what it was that she wanted, and she felt safe like talking about it. And she engaged with us even when she quit talking to all of the other support people in her life. And it was just really amazing, because now she lives in Colorado and she is a peer coach, and she has like come so far, and she just talks about like how amazing it was to be able to have that safe place to go when she was struggling and not feel judged, and it really helped her sort through what she had going on internally.
That's wonderful. You know, it just shows that people can get through anything, especially when there's a team, there's a community that surrounds people. And speaking about community, there are ways to get involved. You just had a great event, Face It in the Fire, and it involved food.
We did. It was amazing. It was October 17th, and we it was our first, our inaugural event. So, but it went great. Again, amazing team to pull it all together, but it was a live chef battle. So two local chefs were up on the stage creating their culinary masterpieces under the clock. And then we had 10 floor chefs along with two mocktail stations where those 10 chefs brought in their either appetizer, entree, or dessert, and it was a tasting experience. So all of the attendees could go around from table to table and take the tasting from each of those, and then there was a voting for people's choice and then the table decor as well. And let me tell you, some of those chefs really went all out on the table decor. It was super cool, and the food was amazing, and it was just a really fun night. So it was, you know, the battle perspective, the community that was created, and then, of course, sprinkling in our mission. We also were able to partner with Iron Fox Farms, which is another nonprofit here in town. They grew our secret ingredient that was unveiled at the start of the event that the chefs then had to incorporate into their meals. And so it was just, it was a fun way for us to be able to highlight another nonprofit, which actually quite a few of our members see us, but have also volunteered with them, unconnected, but it's been a cool connection between our two organizations.
So what was the secret ingredient?
It was a squash, and so, so we're already thinking about what our secret ingredient will be for next year.
So there is a next year.
It's going to happen. We'll get the details out. We're just on the heels of this, but certainly want to make sure we get it out there and, kind of grab onto the momentum. A lot of great feedback that we heard. So certainly a way to get involved in the community is, keep your eyes open and come join us for Face It in the Fire next year. We also hold a golf tournament in May every year. So that will also, details about that will be coming out soon. And then we have our community awareness events in September. And so we do March into the Light, which is last few years we've done the first weekend in September. So that is a free event. Really just the point of that is to create that community awareness, to show support, open to anyone. It's early in the morning, which is beautiful and also challenging for folks, but it is literally us walking into the sunrise, walking into the light. So march into the light, just knowing that there is light when you start to seek that wellness.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Wendy White, the CEO of Face It Together, and Katie Leo, Director of Operations and Peer Coach of Face It Together. Ladies, before we wrap it up here, for anyone who's going through their own battle of addiction that could be listening right now, what is your message to them?
I would say, I know that it's scary. I know that it can be really confusing, but just reach out and ask for help. There's definitely no obligation, but it is, there's this quote, and it's the opposite of addiction isn't sobriety, it's connection. And so, being able to find that connection, and I will say, I have never once regretted reaching out for help. Mm. It was just always scary taking that first step.
Wonderful. Wendy, anything?
Yeah, I think that is exactly true. And just knowing that we're here to meet people where they're at, if you're just even questioning your relationship with substances, if you are a loved one that is struggling, I know it's hard to recognize that you also can use help, but we are here to help loved ones along that journey as well.
Wonderful. Again, it's Wendy White and Katie Leo. For anyone that wants more information about Face Together, the programs that you guys offer, what's a good website or a phone number to call?
Yeah, so you can call us at 605-274-2262. You can also go to our website in order to find out more about our services or be able to donate. In order to get signed up for services on our website, there's a Get Started button right up in the right-hand corner. Click that. It's a simple form, and somebody will reach out to you within 24 hours of filling out the form.
Wonderful.
And our website is wefaceittogether.org.
wefaceittogether.org. 15 years here in the Sioux Empire. Ladies, it was wonderful talking to you this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for having us.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children. Since 1927, it's provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. Learn more at stjo.org today.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. Thank you so much to Wendy White and Katie Lael of Face It Together for joining the program today to share the 15-year history of the organization and the programs that Face It Together offers in the Sioux Empire. At Face It Together, they provide personalized, non-judgmental, peer coaching for those impacted by addiction.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.